frustration, the loss yesterday in San Antonio and the hot start tonight for the Nuggets. How were you able to turn the tide and get such a convincing win?
Well, I think we came out and played great defensively. The second unit did a great job out there with the zone defense. Kind of threw Denver off guard there for a while. And we just kept the momentum going. You know, we came out and played great. So I think we held those guys under 90 points, which was definitely a key for us with those guys being the second best scoring team in the league. So did a great job defensively.
What was it like in the second quarter knowing the bench was playing so well? I imagine you wanted to go in, but watching Goran do his thing.
Oh, not only Goran, I think, like I said, the second unit did a phenomenal job out there. You know, it was great watching those guys play. You know, we, as starters, cheered them on and, you know, kept their motivation up. They did a phenomenal job. They got their lead for us and went to halftime with a comfortable lead and came out the second half, and we took it from there.
What was said to Goran in here at halftime?
Great job, you know, and not only to him, like I said, the whole unit played great. I think defensively is where we won the game. So with that being said, we just got to grow on that.
And personally, is this the best that you've played in your career?
Best that I've played in my career?
Yeah.
I mean, you tell me. I'm not sure. I just go out there and play, you know, hard and focus and try to improve after every game, you know. So if it is, then great. You know, but hopefully I can still improve and continue to get better as the season go along.
Murray, first quarter, you guys only scored 24 points. You're down by 9. Is it a case of the offense struggling, or the turnovers, or just a combination of both?
The first quarter, our turnovers what got us in trouble. Turned the ball over there a few times. I think 8 times for a total of 12 points in the first quarter. Second quarter, we turned the ball over 2 times for a total of 2 points, and we had a 12-point lead. So that was the story of the game for that first half. We just didn't have. We needed to stop turning the ball over. And once we took control of turnovers, then we took control of the game. And we did a great job on the boards, and we did a great job executing the zone defense.
Although you weren't in the second quarter, you guys went to the zone. And just talked about how important that was against a team that can shoot like those guys one-on-one.
Very, very important. And playing the zone against those guys are dangerous because they have, I think, at least 4 guys on the team that shoot over 40% from 3. So it's a dangerous chance for us to, you know, to take playing zone. But we did a great job of closing out on their shooters, making them drive to the basket, and we closed out with rebounds.
Mari, can you talk a little bit about just getting a nice bounce back win from, you know, a heartbreaker over in San Antonio?
Yeah, well, tough game in San Antonio. I think we played well enough to win. Just didn't quite go our way there down the stretch. But we came out tonight and took that momentum from that game into tonight's game, and it carried over. And we showed great defense out there. We showed that we were definitely keyed in from the start, and we just got to keep it going.
And can you talk about, like, keeping that momentum going into LA and taking care of a Clippers team that you guys on paper at least looks like you should take care of?
Yeah, well, you can never underestimate anyone, you know. So if you overestimate, then you underestimate yourself. So we just have to make sure we still keep that focus and still implement our keys and go out there and just attack the way we did tonight, and we'll be okay.
How important is this, the depth of this team? I mean, you and Grant put down like 18, 19 points each, but the bench comes through. You get 13, 14 out of Channing and out of Goran before he gets hurt.
That was great. That was